All right, church, so some great and incredible worship today. I hope you joined in with us on that. And as we get into the message today, it's a little bit different than what we've been doing. We're staying with a theme out of the book of Ecclesiastes, and the theme has been a time that we look at our cultural times, and we're looking at all the themes that run through the book of Ecclesiastes. And in some ways today, I think with everything that's going on in our culture, there's a new pursuit of meaning. And that's actually what we've titled this series, this walk and journey through the book of Ecclesiastes. And you know, it defines a lot of different themes throughout this book. But one of those is the word we want to talk about today, and that's justice. We want to talk about the word justice because right now, especially, that cannot be avoided with what's going on in our world today and in our culture today. And so we thought it would be beneficial to just have a conversation about justice and about what that is and what that means to us as believers. Because you see, at the heart of who our God is, He is just. He is a just God. And if He were not just, we could think, well, what kind of God would that be, right? And so as we listen to this message today and we look at the topic and the content, unfortunately, in our culture today, some have made the word justice a bad word. It's because people are trying to do things and are doing some wrong things and sometimes even illegal things, and they're calling that justice. And unfortunately, this has also been a part of our Christian history as well. However, we can't let that stop us from living out the true meaning of justice and what that really means to us. As human beings, we're not free to pick and choose who receives justice and who doesn't. And so remember that God is just, and there is justice for all. Every person, every color, every race, every background, every people type and people group deserves justice. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Did you get that? Let that sink in. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And that's not just because Martin Luther King gave us some wise words, but it's because that statement is the true truth about who our God is. So we must be agents of justice today. So you may be saying, well, Scott, how do I do that? How do I walk through that? What does that look like? Well, as always here at Bridge Point Church, we're going to go to the scripture. And there's some scriptures in the Old Testament, one of which is Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 17. Listen to what it says. "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, and plead the widow's cause." And now in this verse, we see that it takes learning. We need to learn to do good. What does that mean? It takes being active. It takes correcting oppression and being active towards that. It takes pleading the widow's cause. That means using our voices. So we got to learn. We got to be active. We got to use our voice. It takes recognizing who is the marginalized in our society today. Who is the oppressed? Who are the hurting? Who are the people that are experiencing injustice today? We have to recognize who that is. And the Bible tells us so. So church, we can't simply let the news media, our social media, or our own echo chambers and people who look like us alone define what justice is. We've got to be learning. We've got to be active. We've got to be speaking. But we also must listen. There's another verse I want to share with you also from the Old Testament in the book of Micah, chapter 6 and verse 8. Listen to what it says. "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." You see, that's the goal, church. We ought to be people who are being busy about being upright, considerate, peacemaking, peace-loving people. You see, God calls us to that. Remember, He is a God of justice, but He is a God of peace. So we're to be peacemakers in our families, peacemakers for our city, peacemakers for people who aren't necessarily like us, peacemakers on social media today, peacemakers, even in a campaign season. You know, settling for anything less than that, we are absolutely missing our calling as Christians. But how can you do that well today in the midst of such a charged culture? How can we make that kind of impact? Well, you know, there's also a scripture that I wanted to share with you today. It's in the book of Luke in chapter 4. Jesus goes into the synagogue and he's handed the scroll. He asks for the scroll of Isaiah and he opens it up, and this is what he reads. He is quoting from the book of Isaiah, and he says, Jesus speaking, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, to recovery of sight of the blind, and to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And so we see even Jesus is talking about proclaiming the good news to the poor, the oppressed, setting the prisoners free, sight to the blind, all those who are marginalized people groups, who are downcast, downtrodden, cast out. And so he began by saying all of this and reading, and guess what? He does the ultimate mic drop. He rolls the scroll up, hands it to him, and he sits down. And they're saying, "What are you talking about?" And he tells them right there, he began by saying, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, in your presence." He's pretty much saying that that is who I am. I'm here to do these things, to bring freedom. And so today, how can we do that in a charged culture that's so tense in our society right now? Well, I hope there's more of you out there today that are trying to be busy about bringing peace and justice and asking, how can I get my city closer to God, than there are of you who are out there just concerned about winning arguments or simply just even throwing in the towel and giving up. So wherever you find yourself on this topic today, we have some great content for you. You see, earlier this week, I was able to sit down with the chief of police of St. Petersburg, Florida. His name is Anthony Holloway. And I had the honor to share Bridgepoint's message and Bridgepoint's heartbeat for our city. And we asked him for some help to share his wisdom and to help teach us how we can navigate these turbulent times in our society right now. Being a police officer, you see, he is also a person of color. So he can speak from a unique perspective that we can learn from as he teaches us also how to do this in our city today. Because not only is he the chief of police, he loves this city as much as we do, if not more. So before we start, I have a video clip today of that interview that I would like to share with you. And before we start that, I want us to pray. I want us to take a moment to open our hearts, to hear from God, and see how we can more completely step into being the church that God has called Bridgepoint to be in our society and in our city and in throughout Pinellas County, to bring peace and to work together against injustice and to help people, all people, get closer to God. So let's pray together, and then we'll view the video. So, Father, right now I pray that as we view this video today, that you would open our hearts to you. Holy Spirit, teach us. Let us learn from other people of how we can walk closer to you and be peacemakers and bring justice to those who need it in our society today, because that's the God that you are. And we believe that with all our hearts. So touch our hearts, open our hearts as we watch this video now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's watch the video, and I'll see you in just a moment. All right, so we're here today with Chief Anthony Holloway from the St. Petersburg Police Department. It's an honor to be with you today, Chief. Thank you so much. We know you're super busy, and it's a privilege to be able to sit here with you today and have a conversation. And I was reading your bio and found out that you have been in this business for quite some time. I think it said you started in 1985 in Clearwater and left there, retired in 07, and went to Massachusetts, I believe, mm-hmm. to Somerville to be chief, and returned to Clearwater in 2010 to be chief again, and now been in St. Petersburg since 2014. So thank you for all those years of service. I can relate to some of that being in public safety myself. So we really appreciate everything you've done and added to the community in your career. So today, I just want to talk to you and have a conversation for just a minute. And we don't take lightly the privilege of being here, because I think St. Petersburg is now the fifth largest city in the state, and I understand that you're a very busy man. Our mission at Bridgepoint Church is to, we exist to help people, all people, get closer to God. And so now that mission is even more important in light of what's going on in the world today. And even locally and nationally, the climate seems to get more tense as the day goes on. And so bringing peace and being a part of solutions is what Bridgepoint Church wants to be about in Pinellas County and the surrounding areas. But it seems to be harder and harder to do every day. And so we're excited to learn from you today, your take on the things that are happening. And because of your unique position, being a chief of a large police department and a man of color, it will help us to understand some of these unique things today from your perspective. So we'll jump right off with question number one is, how can we as a church communicate that Black lives do matter and that police lives also matter without becoming divisive?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me here today, and thank you for this conversation, because it is needed in the community. So that's a great question. So first, start off, Black Lives Matter, and also about law enforcement. I think by having these conversations that we're having today, and hopefully in the future, we can talk about both sides. I always say I'm very unique because I live both lives. When I take this uniform off, I'm a Black male. When I have the uniform on, I'm a Black male. But I also see both sides, because when I take this uniform off, people don't see me if they don't know who I am.
Right.
So I've been in those situations where I've been profiled and things like that. So as far as the church is being involved in it, is first address the issues that's going on in the African-American community, and how do we need to bring those frustrations out. Mm-hmm. And then also, when you go to the law enforcement part of it, is just like anything else, when one law enforcement officer makes a mistake, we all get painted with the same
right.
brush. So it's like focusing on the good and the bad, and how can we make it better, and then bringing both parties to the table so they can have that open conversation and dialogue. I think that's what's missing,
yeah.
is that dialogue going back and forth.
Yeah. That's so good, Chief. I appreciate that. I know that seems to be the case today in the climate, the atmosphere. People seem to be wanting to take sides with one or the other when it's supposed to be all together. And we know that very well. We have police officers in our family. Some of our children are in law enforcement. And so we understand that very well. And that's what we want to navigate well as a church. So thank you for that answer. A similar question to that, as Christians, we believe that every human being, regardless of their skin tone or any other characteristics that define us, we are literally and perfectly designed by God exactly how He wants us, and uniquely and wonderfully made, is how the Bible puts it. We also believe that that unique plan and purpose is for our everyday life. And because we value the diversity that exists in our congregation, as well as simultaneously we value the frontline workers that are also in our congregation or their friends or loved ones, like I just spoke of, we want to do the best possible job that we can at navigating both of these areas. And so the question number two is, how can we as a church do a good job at navigating or loving both of those people groups well?
Well, exactly what you're doing here today, by talking to both parties, getting both sides of the story. I think everybody now is either you're left or you're right. No
right.
one wants to be in the middle.
Right.
And I think as your congregation, someone needs to start negotiating that middle point, bringing everybody to the table so people can hear from both sides. You know, it's funny, people talk, we're all starting to profile people. We're like, If one officer did it, then they all do it. If one African American this way, then they're all that way. It's just like, so let's everybody stop profiling.
Yeah.
And let's everybody get into the room. Nobody's perfect, but if we all get in the room and we listen to each other and hear each other, we're going to find out, hey, you know what? He's a good guy. He's a great guy. She's a great person.
Yeah.
But until we get past that, we're going to still put everybody in these little buckets. And we don't want, we want to knock that down.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that so much, Chief. And getting outside of ourself and our own thinking and listening to the different influences around us, it's got to help us to achieve this. And so thank you so much for that. The Bible also tells us about our God and who He is. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 17, Isaiah instructs us to learn to do good, to seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, and plead the widow's cause. Those are some pretty high things to do. And Micah 6:8, another book of the Bible, also teaches us, it says, He told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. And so clearly, our place in our faith, the God that we have faith in, the reality is that He is a God of justice. And so, in fact, Christians believe in the one only God in the world religions today that identifies and relates Himself to the oppressed by saying even this. Jesus Christ said, essentially, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. And so, in light of that, the next question is, because our God is a God of justice, how do we as a church best fight for justice for those that are experiencing injustice? Or another way to say it would be, how do we best become agents of peace and bringing justice?
And I think people saying that protest, stop being silent. When you see something that's wrong, speak out. If a law enforcement officer is doing something wrong, speak out. You know, voice your opinion. Let that police chief or let that police sheriff know that something is wrong and something needs to be done. But on the other side of the coin, when that officer he or she is doing something right, then praise them. Praise them for what they're doing. Because, again, you can't put us all in the same basket.
Right.
You know, what happened to Mr. Floyd was wrong. Everybody in law enforcement. But don't paint us all the same way.
Right.
So I think you got that right point. Call it out, but at the same time, call out also the good part.
That's so good. I love that. Encourage the good and call out the bad. And those seem to be simple things, right?
Yes.
We just get it all confused together, and it just runs away from us. So good points. I love that. Thank you, Chief. So sometimes it is hard to watch now, especially, and to take notice in the news media and the current happenings across the world. But even locally today. So the temptation is hard to not become discouraged and not to give up in light of these things. And so we have chosen to look to the helpers in the community or the people that are busy trying to make good and do good in the midst of these hard times. And so question number four is there any good that St. Petersburg Police Department sees coming from these current events? Do you see any good coming from these things?
I do. I think we got to the point where we thought everything was fine, and now this is making us take a look back at our policy.
Yeah.
Making us take a look at how we're doing policing.
Yeah.
How we're building relationships. So I think there's a lot of good that can come out of this, and we got to learn that each day we got to get better. We just can't be happy with the way things are. You know what? Sometimes you need to shake it up a little bit to make sure you can move forward.
I love that, you know, and it's so true. I've even heard a lot of pastors across the country today of big churches in cities like New York City speak about looking at their own policies and their own staff and their own culture, and it's coming more and more to light. So I agree with you 100%. I think a lot of good is coming from this, from the people who want it, the people who want the good. And so our church has always had a desire to make a difference in the community, especially outside the four walls of our campuses. So we talk about that a lot. We don't want to be just a church inside a building. We want to be the church outside in the community. And so we partner with some people who want to help the people of Pinellas County and beyond. But the reality is, I think that we will only maximize the difference that we can make by getting proximate to the people that we say we want to serve. And so while we're chatting today with one of our top main community leaders, we would love to know, number five, is does St. Petersburg Police Department know of any service-oriented or difference-making organizations that you would recommend us to partner with in an effort to make a difference right here in St. Pete?
Sure. So I would say get with your local law enforcement officers, the chiefs and sheriff, and sit down and have this conversation and ask how you can work. Here we're very fortunate. We have Reverend Irby here at our police department, so yeah. He has that connection. We have a thing to call clergy on patrol, so that's where we invite clergy members to come in and be with the officers, learn from the officers. So just get involved so you can see what the officer, what he or she's going through every day. Mm. You already got the experience from the community, so now you can be that great conduit. Now you can be that person in the middle. You can hear from law enforcement, take from your experience, take it back to your congregation, says, hey, you know what? I rode with Officer A last night, and I saw what he or she went through, and I saw the other side of it.
That's so good. That's so good. I love that. You know, we've always, at Bridgepoint, we've always had a good relationship with St. Pete PD and other, we're in other communities in Seminole, up in Clearwater, and downtown St. Petersburg. And so we would love to bolster that relationship even more so. And I think you're right. These times are suggesting and even driving us to that. So thank you for that answer, Chief. So the last question, and speaking about the truth of who we are as a congregation, we got quite a few people that can make a lot of difference. So we got a lot of potential change makers. And I read your bio, and if there's a change maker in the room, it is you. I saw a lot of accomplishments, a lot of certificates and degrees, and from Homeland Security all the way through educational teaching, a lot of cities and organizations within the state of Florida. So thank you again for that, for your service. But at Bridgepoint Church, we have four physical campuses, two of which are in St. Petersburg, a membership of over 1,600 people, and a weekly attendance of over 3,000. And so what could we do as an organization to assist in bringing our community together to make St. Petersburg and Pinellas County an even better place?
Well, you're doing it now with this meeting, and then as we get past COVID-19, invite some officers. You have some of my officers that are members of your congregation.
Yes.
Because people don't see them in that uniform, and they don't have any idea who they are.
Right.
So it's like bringing them together and learning from each other, because, you know, just like you put on your clothes, it's just a uniform. It's just what I have to wear to work.
Yeah.
And I think you really know the inside person, because that's the person that's coming to you, and vice versa. Mm. And we can learn a lot from each other. I think, you know, take this uniform, put it to the side, and let's you and I talk person to person.
I love that.
So no matter who's there, let's have these conversations. Let's have these tough conversations.
Yeah.
And then let's build from that. 99% of us want the same thing.
Yeah.
Right now, the 1%ers have the loudest voice, and we're not getting anything done.
Mm. That is so good. I love that. And it is about a personal relationship, isn't it? That's when we get to know each other and understand better by listening. And I think there needs to be a lot more of that. And so thank you for suggesting that as a great answer to the question. And we intend on doing that to try to provide some kind of solutions, because we need to do that. We have to do that today in light of everything that's happening. And so that was my last question for you. And again, I can't stress enough how much we thank you for what, not only what you do, but what you've been doing for 35 years now, and for just being here today to help us understand better to how our community can become better through law enforcement and with all people. Like I said earlier, that's our mission, is to bring people, all people, closer to God. And so with that, I would love to end our conversation today with a prayer over you and the department and our community and our church, if you wouldn't mind.
Not at all.
All right. Let's pray together. So Heavenly Father, we thank you today for a privilege to sit here and have a conversation with Chief Holloway. With all of his years of experience and the things that he has seen in government and beyond, beyond that, as he said today, he is a person inside of that uniform. So he has a family and he has friends in the community. So we value his friendship and we value his time today, Father. Thank you for what we've learned today through his answers to some simple but hard questions about the events that are going on, not only around the country and around the world, but right here in our own community, and how Bridgepoint Church can be a change agent, a peacemaker, and to be a solution to some of the things that we see that need to be corrected in our society. So help us, Father, help us all to have your heart and to walk with your heart each day, to see people as people, just as you do, to take the time to sit down and have those conversations, as Chief has said today. And we know in heaven that that will make you smile, that will make you happy, and you will have your blessing for that. So today, Father, I ask your blessing of favor, your hand of protection on Chief Holloway and all the other staff here at St. Petersburg Police Department, all the officers that are in the street, all the detectives, everyone that is here keeping us safe and have chosen this profession to serve a community, to serve people, and to protect them, even if it need be by their own lives. What a great service to the world. And so we ask your blessing and your hand of favor to always rest upon St. Petersburg Police Department and Chief Holloway as he leads this important organization. For your glory, Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, that's some very powerful insight and some thoughts from Chief Holloway today. He gave us a lot to think about with the answers to those questions that I asked him this week. I hope that was stirring something in your heart as you listen to that. And as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with something to think about, something for you to sit in this week through this conversation and interview. During the interview, I mentioned another scripture toward the end. It was from Matthew 25:40. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these my brothers, you did unto me.'" And so we see right there that Jesus is saying serving looks like that. Serve to the least of these, the least of our society. Only God among all the world religions. Our God is the only God that related himself to the marginalized, the cast down, the oppressed, the broken, the worn out, the downtrodden, the hopeless, the abandoned, the poor. This is who God aligned himself with in the person of Jesus Christ. This is the only God that doesn't provide access to himself through the powerful and the rich, but instead through the least. These are who we're supposed to be serving. These are who we're supposed to be bringing justice for and justice to. So Bridgepoint, what Pinellas County needs right now from us is not more religious platitudes. We've never been about that anyway. They don't need us to circle our own wagons. They don't need us to ignore the tension that we see in society right now. They don't need us to have all the answers. But by design, Jesus himself said the world needs to see us doing everything we can to connect with the people who have no one in the corner with them or for them, no one backing them, the victims, and all the victims of our society who need justice. So we don't get to pick and choose who these people are. We just get to get busy loving and serving. So turn off the news and start talking to your neighbor. Like Chief Holloway said, get to know people. Log out on social media and get connected and tune in to your community. Find out what's happening in your community, how you can help. Reach out. Reach out to Melanie here at Bridgepoint and our local and global outreach missions department and ask, what can I do to get involved? She can help you with that. If you can't do that for a physical reason, or you're just afraid right now to leave your home, that's okay. Still reach out and find out. Ask how you can be involved. How can you serve to the least of these in our community? You can get involved on the online campus through the chat. There's so many things that you can do to help us continue to get this message out to Pinellas County and to the world. So we simply can't hide and ignore and decide to ignore our culture and the things that are going on today, we hope that we can bring justice in a world of injustice, because that's who God is. Our world needs to see us today, the church, the believers in Jesus Christ, being peacemakers and actively serving God in His power and in His name to make a difference for all people. But before anything else, I want to simply ask, as we wrap up today, I want to simply ask you to ask yourself, what can I do? Where can I serve? Who can I love better? And who can I help get closer to you, Jesus? So that begs to ask the question, do you know Jesus? Today we want to ask, if you have found the power to do these things through the only one who has stepped outside of His comfort zone and come to us, and that's Jesus. He came to us even in our sin, and He hasn't failed us, and He never will. His promises still stand true. He is in complete control of what's happening today in society. Great is His faithfulness to us. Our part is to respond to Him. And so today, as you, these things are stirring in your heart, and the things you've heard today that I've said, the things you heard in the interview, what is your response today? Maybe your response is to give Jesus your life. This is a great day to do that. If your heart's pounding a little hard when I say that, maybe that's you. That's your decision. That's your choice today, is to give Jesus your life. Or is it to come to Jesus and just simply repent of some things in your heart about justice and how you viewed that in the past? Or is it just maybe to ask forgiveness of setting yourself up as a judge and pointing your finger and being judgmental of others in our society today? Or is it to ask God to help you to continue to learn and to grow and become active in your society, in your community, verbally and physically and socially, to bring and to fight for justice for all? So whatever your response is today, I'm going to pray in just a moment. And I ask you to pray and ask God the question that pertains to you today, whatever He's speaking to your heart about. But if it is to give Jesus your life, it's very simple. The Bible tells us, if we believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead and confess with our mouth that He is our Lord, we can be saved. That means have eternal life and spend this life with Jesus, walking with Him, as well as in eternity be with Him forever. But it's about an abundant life. It's about a life that fights for justice and being peacemakers in this world. You can say a simple prayer as I pray. Just say a prayer like this and say, Jesus, I give You my life. I believe that You died on a cross for me. I believe that You arose again and You're alive and in heaven today. And I trust You and You alone with my life here and now, and with my life forever in eternity. So change me. Transform my life. Wipe the slate clean for me. Forgive me of all my sin. And I trust You, Jesus, and You alone to do that. In Your name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer, we would love to know. You can click on the I Accept Jesus button right now, or you can click on the Life Prayer button if you still have more questions and you want to talk to someone about a decision today concerning anything we've talked about. There's people live right there, right now, waiting on you to click those buttons, and they can chat in a private chat with you and answer your questions. So whatever your decision is today, as we pray together, you pray right where you're at right now and tell God what your decision is. So Father, we thank You today for this opportunity to discuss this word justice and what it means to You and what it should mean to us as believers in Christ. Father, I thank You for those who are right now giving their life to You, Jesus, to turn their life over for transformation. I thank You for that, Father. I thank You for everyone else who is making decisions right now that are so important in the kingdom. So we thank You, Father, for being with us today. Take this message with us this week. Put it in our hearts. Help us to think on these things, to walk closer to You, and to bring justice and peace to our community. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, before we go today, I want to just take a moment to thank all of you who have been giving so generously to the ministry here at Bridgepoint Church. Even though things look different today, we're doing things differently, but it still takes your financial giving to make those things possible. So I want to say thank you to you for doing that. One of the ministries that it makes possible to continue is our kids ministry, Kids Point. And right now, in just a couple of weeks, they're going to be rolling out a brand new online virtual VBS, Vacation Bible School. Come on, somebody. We're excited about that. So you need to stay tuned to our website and to our app and social media so you don't miss anything about that. As all the other ministries, we just thank you for giving. If you haven't experienced online giving yet, I ask you today to consider that. Maybe that's the part God's calling you to today, to give of your resources financially to help us continue this ministry to the kids and to the whole people of Bridgepoint Church and to all the people of Pinellas County. We say thank you for your giving. Also, don't forget, you can still send in your prayer request on the website or on the app. Fill out the Connect card, put your request in there. All those go to the pastors on a weekly basis, and we actually pray over those when you submit those. So feel good about that and know that. As well, our groups are still continuing online in a virtual way. You can click on the groups button on our website, review all the groups, and get involved in a virtual group today. We just thank you, church, for being the church. And don't forget, we're still the church. We're still doing ministry out here. And so as things do change, and our government, city officials and our county officials and state officials pass down new standards and mandates that come out because of the COVID-19 virus, it's very important that you stay tuned in to us on the Bridgepoint FL app and the Bridgepoint FL website to get information. Follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook to have the most current and up-to-date information as we look at reopening our campuses in the future. We're not real sure yet how that's going to look or what that's going to look like, so it's very important that you stay tuned, stay current, get the updated information, and we hope to get to see you very soon. So thank you guys for tuning in today. I'm so glad that you were here. I hope it was a blessing to you. I hope it was a challenge to you like it was to me. As I read these scriptures this week, that we can bring justice to our society and be peacemakers as well. We hope to see you again real soon. Take care and have a great week.